Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
My zip code is 34446.
Thank you. First and last name, please.
Lucinda Laskawa.
Okay. One moment while I locate that account, please.
Say that again?
One moment while I locate that account, please.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
Can you tell me the name of your company?
Well, third party call center, man. We answer the phone for different companies. I will know until I have the account pulled up. What's your phone number, please?
My phone number is 231. You should have it. I mean, it's...
I don't have anything pulled up to have it, ma'am.
It's 231-633-9160. I want to know if this is a scam thing or what.
What would you call it in regards to?
What? Can you just slow down and talk a little clearer? Because I'm not understanding.
What were you calling in regards to? What's being charged?
59 something to my account, and it says it's Get Wellness Natural, Get Wellness Natural Today.
Okay. And how much is being charged?
I don't know the exact cents, but it's $59 and some odd cents. I really didn't think I'd get anybody answering the phone because I felt like it was a scam.
Give me one moment.
I think it is.
Okay, do you have any type of order number or anything?
You're going to have to hold on for me now a minute because I got to look.
Okay.
I do not, of course.
All right.
Hold on just a second. Please.
Okay.
I guess that is, oof, I do think it's a scam. Sorry, guys, but. I can't get it. I took pictures of everything and it doesn't say. Something about a monthly plan, which I did not order. And it just says get.naturalwellnessroutine.com. I go to that. It gives me a customer service number that I called you on. And it says get.naturalwellnessroutine.com. And then I go to that site and it says, whoops, sorry, can't find it. So you tell me what's going on. I do have $59 and some odd cents reduced from my account. For what, I'm not sure. Can you tell me?
What's the first six and last four digits of that card?
What is what?
The first six and last four digits of the card.
Of my card?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Sorry. I mean, it's in there. You should be able to see that. If it's as secure as it says. Shop with confidence, safe and secure guarantee. Yeah, right. Says, and I don't have anything in my email from you guys. Oh, here we go. It was one of those things where it says, claim KitchenAid mixer. You are a winner. Yeah, I'm a winner, all right. So, who do you work for and what's going on?
Well, again, with third-party call center, so I wouldn't know if I actually have the account pulled up.
Well, when you say account, what do you mean?
Well, we sell products. We do different things online, man, so I wouldn't know if I had the account pulled up.
Oh. Well. There's no way for me to get this account because I don't have one. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to call my bank.
You don't have a joint account with anyone or another phone number that could have been used?
No. All right. Well, until I find out more, I can't do anything with you guys. I just have your customer service number. That's it. So. All right. I have to let you go.
Okay, if you come across any other information, just a lot, I mean, give us that, because right now, again, it's not showing anything. So I'm not sure if we're not putting information in correctly or what's going on.
You have my, do you know how to spell my last name?
Yeah, I can spell out your whole, well, okay, spell out the first and last name for me, please.
Lucinda, L-U-C-I-N-D-A. Liskawa, L-Y-S-K-A-W-A.
Hold on, give me one second. You said L-U.
L-Y-S-K-A-W-A.
Okay, and what was the first name?
What? That's my last name.
Spell out the first name.
L-U-C-I-N-D-A.
Okay, looks like I have you here for security purposes for the account. Can you verify your address, please?
My address is 10272 South Covington Terrace.
Okay. And I do see here you have our bite hugs.
I have what?
Bite hugs. Looks like you're enrolled in a sleep state where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum.
You are really hard to understand. I'm sorry.
You're enrolled in a sleep state where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal planning app.
A meal plan. Okay. That's what that says here. Thank you and good luck. Your entry monthly plan has been confirmed. Keep a lookout for our sponsors, emails, and login credentials to the number one meal planning app. Is that right?
Right. So did you paid $1 to $5 and you select one of those items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum?
Yeah.
So that's what that was.
So is that a scam?
No, it's not a scam, yeah.
But it took $59 out of my account.
You also enroll in a meal planning app, which is like $40-$50-some dollars a month.
I never read that.
Yeah, it was explained when you originally ordered it.
I didn't see that at all. So I want to cancel this.
All right.
I want my money back.
You want money, please.
Okay. Well, let's see.
All right, now this is a great app. Provides you with different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings to help eat and feel better. I can give it to you at a monthly rate of $20.
No, I think I'll just cancel it, ma'am. But thank you. Can you reverse that charge? And cancel this monthly thing because I don't want it.
Okay. Give my mom, let me get the account closed. One moment, please.
Okay, I'm still here.
All right, so I did go ahead and close out the account, and this will prevent all future charges.
Thank you. Can I have your name?
My name is Caitlin.
Okay. All right, Caitlin, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Caitlin?
Yes.
Can I get a confirmation of that to my email?
Received within 24 hours.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.